This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, as a lead into to this topic here, let's replay it one more time. Here's what it sounded like last year when the Texans took C.J. Stroud with the second pick.
With the second pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select C.J. Stroud, quarterback, Ohio State.
Right, and the crowd went wild. Bryce Young had just been picked a few picks before that, gotten his little hat that he perched on top of his head and went and did his interview.
What's up, guys? How
are you doing? Did they have to? Was he like a kid where like on the it was a snapback? Did they have to like put it? You know, when the kids have the snapback and there's like a huge loose flap.
I just know he had it piled on top of his head, like almost, you know, like it was Bryce. You know, Bryce, it was like literally, you know, he's got all that hair up.
I can't even remember what his hair was like at the time.
Plunked it down. He had a lot of hair going on at the time. So then CJ gets picked and CJ does his thing. And we wondered at that point, like, okay, you know, there was legit debate around the NFL, like which quarterback is better set up to have success. Remember that? Like which one, you know, which quarterback
it was overwhelmingly the Panthers.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly just, boy, they got Frank Reich. I mean, it's going to be Frank Reich and Bryce Young for decades together, you know, not to mention they got Josh McCown.
Right.
You got Josh McCown. How can you go wrong on that?
It unraveled quickly in Carolina.
They didn't even last half a season.
They didn't. Frank Reich and the whole staff gone by midway. Most of the staff gone by midway through the season. And so they did a the beat writer for Carolina's last name. Joe Person is his name.
Person.
He's not a generic. He's not made out of AI.
It does sound. Yeah. Hey, Ben, what's it called when you're a character in a video game that doesn't like have
NPC?
What is it?
NPC, non-playable character.
Non-playable character. He's an NPC.
Joe Person.
Yeah.
Right next to Billy Human.
Yeah.
So, but Joe Person, actual person, we think.
I thought NPC stood for not a person of color, as in like something.
Yeah, I
always feel like somebody, whenever anybody's insulted me by saying NPC, I feel like they're calling me a cracker or something. when in fact they're just saying, no, you're just dull.
You're
inconsequential
you're
is all you are.
You're non-playable. That's a good insult. So they did it. Joe Person did a deep dive on what all went wrong in Carolina. As you can imagine, it's a very long article.
Yeah.
A lot went wrong.
That's what The Athletic likes to do, too.
Couple things here. One I didn't realize. Bill Polian was working as a consultant for the Carolina Panthers last year. So naturally, Bill Polian is standing on the table as to Bryce was still the right choice here in this
article.
That's
funny because Polian and Capers both were back in the fold. Because Capers was working as an advisor to the defensive coordinator. I'm blanking on his name. He was a candidate for the Texans.
Oh, Ejiro Evero.
Yeah. Because those two hadn't always, you know, once they split ways, it seems like, you know, Polian's a little, anyway.
So Polian.
How did Polian screw this up?
Polian says, to use one season where at least one quarterback, Bryce, never had a chance because of people around him in all phases, pass protection, weapons, aside from Chuba Hubbard, I don't know when he throws that in. You make a judgment probably because he helped pick Chuba Hubbard a couple years ago. And you make a judgment based on that is utterly fallacious.
Utterly fallacious. Yeah, good job, okay. Bill Polian. You're really running. You're doing a slam dunk job there with that team of yours.
Fallacious
right there.
Sounds like we're teaching.
Anyway. Performing fallacious on these guys?
Yes. Of course,
nobody wants that from you.
No. So Polian says, I think what you saw was a tremendously courageous performance by a kid who's tough as nails. Are you checking to see if he dumped it?
Poor Ben was really going hard on that one.
I think what you saw, this is Polian, I think what you saw was a tremendously courageous performance by a kid who's tough as nails, yeah. And he got better as a passer, both with accuracy and speed of decision-making as the season went along. How he survived 60 sacks is a tribute to both his resilience and his toughness. I actually can get with that. He got
this
sacked
is still
a
Bill
bunch
Polian?
Of, Bill Polian talking yeah. about Bryce Young. The guy won't shut up. And nobody can play efficiently under that kind of duress.
Mm.
So apparently,
you know, we had a really bad offensive line last year, like right from the get-go.
Who, Seth?
C.J. Stroud was playing with four backup offensive linemen right from the start.
Yeah, but that was against that was the that was the Pittsburgh game, and they probably got blown out by Pitt. Oh no, that's right. They beat Pittsburgh 30-6.
That's
in
right.
That game.
Yeah. Well, and including the Ravens game was when that's when Laremy got injured. Was in the Ravens game, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So they finished that game with four backup offensive.
Yeah, Laremy didn't play really till week five.
It was just the Ravens that the Texans were going against in that game. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what about that? Nobody could have survived that apparently.
That supporting. Yeah. Cast in Carolina, I guess, just wasn't as good as everybody thought. This is the part that would, if I'm a, as I read this, if I'm a Bears fan, because one of the things about Caleb Williams, as we, you know, have broken down extensively over the last few days, his painted fingernails, crying in his mother's bosom, not going to press conferences after losses, things like that, just the general strangeness, the eccentricities that go on with Caleb Williams. He also might have a helicopter dad. Right?
Yeah.
His dad is very present. I don't think he has an agent right now. I think his dad acts, or he has like a marketing team or something.
Right, right.
Like that.
And his dad sounds pretty savvy. Like he knows what he's doing, but it's always that classic, like, is he a little too close to the situation?
What if it gets bad?
Some of the stuff floated out there, you know, not as much recently as before the season or during the season, like Caleb Williams' camp asking about ownership in the team that drafts him. It's hard to know whether, okay, were somebody just asking questions or were they pushing for something.
Right.
So I try not to read too much into that.
When the season, this is Craig Young, Bryce Young's dad. This is a quote for this. This isn't a quote they're repurposing from before the draft. This is, he said, when the season ended, we were projected to be the number one pick. But then as the process was going, that's when all the experts and pundits do their evaluation on TV and ESPN. That's kind of when we were being picked apart about our size and the weight.
Our size and the weight, yeah.
But we knew once we got through that, then there's the process of your interviews. You have your pro day, you do more interviews, and then they relook at the film again. So we knew that the back end of the process was where we were going to shine.
Yeah.
This is the dad, mind you, referring to we.
Not refusing to talk about his son in the third
in
person.
The third
this is the
We knew we were going to throw well.
Yeah, yeah.
And we knew we were going to interview well.
Yeah.
And we knew that we had the film.
Right.
So we were very confident that no matter where we went, no matter if it was one, two, or three, we were going to get picked very high, and we were at peace with that.
Good job. I'm glad it all worked out for them.
this three-headed monster that is
Bryce. How tall is his dad? Is his dad
parents.
Short, too?
I don't know. Probably. I'm not sure.
How tall is the milkman?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
What if his dad is like 6'9"?
Does that bug you like it bugs me the whole week through well
I'm
and
trying to figure out if
and
like,
through that?
I'm trying to figure out if it would be like if CJ's mom talked that way, would I be annoyed with it? No, I don't think so. I feel like it's okay.
I don't think she would. That's the thing.
And sometimes, like, there's times where I try to talk about, like, use we as much as possible to really stress, even if only to myself, that it's a team effort in something.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be somebody that says I too much. But now, this wouldn't be him saying I. It would be just talking about your actual son
his
as an
son,
individual
it's
human
where
being.
The one where it pushed me over the edge was we knew we were going to throw well. Like, he's out there standing next to him. The two of them are out there in gym shorts. Throwing balls through hoops or something like that.
It was painted as a positive that Bryce Young's dad was a psychologist.
Yeah.
What if his dad is more of like a Hannibal Lecter type of psychologist or psychiatrist?
Well, that sure
what
makes if the just, next few years awfully interesting.
A little bit of a lot of this we talk comes in handy when it's time to, I don't know, put all that money in a trust fund or something and decide who's got control over it. Hey, we just got a big signing bonus.
Yeah.
I feel like he prepped his son through psychological mind games for decades, like talking about the we as opposed to the you.
Yes.
Because that meant when it came time to put that money in the bank, we put it in our bank account. Yes.
First person. There's a couple other nuggets that I found interesting in this article that I think you'll find interesting as well. One is that evidently when they were going through the vetting process, the Panthers, you know, they sent a cast of thousands to go see everybody.
The whole front office went.
One of the data points in the process was an interview, was a dinner they had at an Italian restaurant in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
Mecca of Italian food, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. But they went to an Italian restaurant. And
they only just started letting Italians in the early 70s.
Thank God. And now they've got all these great restaurants. So
it was only then because there was a good quarterback or something.
So the Panthers are interviewing Bryce Young at this Italian, or they're having dinner with him.
Yeah.
Across the restaurant are sitting the Raiders brass, who after Bryce was done with the Panthers, he's going to walk across the restaurant and go sit with them.
I remember that. I remember the kind of, because people were talking about like, okay, how do you figure out how much
Luigi's
you eat?
Turn Luigi's into like the combine or something.
Especially
like
when you're
that.
A little guy. You don't want to look like you eat like a bird, you know? So what do you do? You know, you don't want to just order the salad or something when you're with the Panthers and then go over to the Raiders.
I'm going to tell you
If I had to choose, I feel like the Raiders would be the team that you want to have the big steak for.
Oh yeah,
they're more likely to judge you. Like there's something that comes over people when they enter that organization where you got to live up to the mystique,
the
you
ethos,
know?
Yeah, the commitment to excellence, yeah.
Or no, just like kind of like the badass renegade, like I'm a man's man type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, commitment to eating.
The excellence is that's been a little shoddier over the
here
last
here and there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the table with the Panthers because you know what they're fixated on. The S2 score.
Yeah.
Quote from this article.
Oh.
Tepper thought the S2 was the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
End quote.
This is the biggest mistake.
I feel like I just found the holy grail for you with this.
Well, no, this is the biggest mistake people make sometimes when they start talking about hedge fund owners.
Yeah.
Like when I say that, I mean owners who made their money in hedge funds or what have you.
Yeah.
You got to realize that, yeah, Dave Tepper was an engineer and all that, and he's a bright enough guy. But largely, people that make a boatload of money in hedge funds are really good salesmen first and foremost. And it takes a little bit of luck maybe too to get your double digit returns before everything falls apart in your bad year. So I do think that this is not the same. The hedge fund owners that fall in love with some S2 cognition test, it's almost like it's in their DNA to be like, oh, I can sell this. Like in his mind, he's like, wow, look at this test. Look at the results. I could go and sell a hedge fund based on the S2 test.
This is a prospectus.
Yeah.
You know?
Versus, like, I feel like an actual hardcore scientist ideally would be more like, well, wait a second. Like, let's look at the sample size that we're talking about and all of his, like, and they wouldn't have fallen whole hog in love with it the way they did.
Right.
And ultimately, that's why I don't buy that as many executives would have been for Bryce Young over CJ Stroud if they were the ones actually handing in the draft card.
Yeah.
I think Bryce Young's size, not to mention his erratic footwork and a lot of these other things that, like, you know, you look at Drew Brees, who overcome being 2 inches taller than Bryce Young. And, like, a lot of stuff had to be perfect for Drew Brees. He had to be nails with his timing and anticipation. He changed his mechanics to give him a little bit of extra height, all this stuff that Bryce Young just didn't do. And I think when you actually meet him in person, I think there are a lot of executives that would have been freaked out about the size.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think that having an owner who's obsessed with the stats and metrics and everything might have been ultimately what did them in.
And was the perfect thing for the Texans, right? Yeah. It's that team that traded up to go get the number one pick.
I mean, there's just no – look, we're looking at a world where people thought Will Levis was going to go in the top four. You know, this isn't just that one Reddit commenter.
Yeah.
That was like Daniel Jeremiah and those people had Will Levis going in the top
That's
four.
That's right.
I think there are probably a lot of executives, just like with Will Levis, that would have passed. They would have passed without hesitation on Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Because of his size. And it's simple. You might think that's sizist or what have you. Fine. Cancel me for being sizist, apparently.
Right.
I think he's too small. Like, how small? At some point, you have to draw a line. Like, at some point, like, is 5'1" too small to be an NFL quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's 5'2", right. Too small to be an NFL quarterback.
Still too small.
So it's somewhere along the line, you're too small to be an NFL quarterback. Because it's not just his height either. It's his height coupled with a lack of genuine athleticism at the NFL level.
Yeah.
And a lack of other, and a lack of
bulk.
Bulk, body
Skinny
size.
Skinny little bird frame.
Yeah, he's just not a big dude.
Nope.
Kyler Murray is a bigger, thicker dude than, and not
Russell
to mention
Wilson
he's an incredible athete, too.
Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield.
Russell Wilson, way thicker.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, did you happen to see Antonio Brown on CTESPN yesterday announce his retirement, that he's retiring as a Raider? Now, keep in mind, if you don't know why that's funny.
Are you threatening to kill Mike Mayock?
If you don't know why that's funny,
yeah.
Antonio Brown put together a Hall of Fame resume with the Steelers and then was traded to the Raiders. As we all know, he eventually played a game for the Patriots and then played a couple of seasons for Tampa Bay. In between, a stint that won't show up on the back of his football card is his stint in Oakland as a Raider, because the Steelers traded him to the Raiders at the end of after the 2018 season. So in the 2019 offseason in March, they traded him to the Raiders. And he was all gung-ho about being a Raider, man. There's video of him hugging Mark Davis, and he was all gung-ho until training camp rolled around. And then these are the things that happened literally within the matter of a few weeks with Antonio Brown in August. Keep in mind, John Gruden was the coach, and Mike Mayock was the GM of the Raiders at the time. Those guys consummated this deal, and they thought they were getting a steal. We're getting Antonio Brown, Hall of Famer. He got frostbite on his feet from not wearing footwear in a cryo chamber.
I forgot about it.
That's
France,
what kind of started.
In France.
Yeah, that's what started the cycle of bloodshed. Like literal bloodshed. He had like scabs on the bottom of his feet. So there was that. So he couldn't practice at first at training camp because of frostbite on his feet. He had issues over which helmet he could use. Remember, he wanted to use one of the older helmets.
Yeah.
And he threatened to retire if they wouldn't let him use a certain helmet. So he was just being difficult. And then, the coup de grace was when he got into it with Mike Mayock, the GM, at a practice, like a shouting match, and ended up screaming at him and calling him a cracker.
That's right.
He called Mike Mayock a cracker, grabbed a ball, and punted it and said, "Go get that, cracker." Missed practices, missed meetings, and eventually he was released before ever playing a game as an Oakland Raider. Antonio Brown announced his retirement. He wants to retire as a Raider.
Well, he also got – he's just turned into a professional troll right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty good at it. Mike Mayock, he hasn't tweeted since 2018. He was let go from the Raiders in 2022.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
He's back on TV.
He is?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know, but I've seen and heard him. I don't know exactly. He was the color analyst on Notre Dame football for a long, long time, and he was excellent.
Yeah.
He was really good because that was his world. Like, he was a draft guru.
Right.
So he knew everything about everybody. Jason Garrett's on there now, and it's awful. He's terrible. Jason Garrett stinks.
It's just so weird to me that they can't find a good Notre Dame alum to do that color commentary role for Notre Dame.
It is weird.
It's like you've got to, like, it's like Stanford or something. You got a lot of bright people that go to that school. It seems like you should have somebody
that's
able to, string together a few sentences about Joe Alt or something.
I wonder if they've asked Brady Quinn to do it. I think he'd be pretty good at it.
Does he have color?
Broadcaster. Does he like?
Is he colorful?
Is he Brady?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's, yeah, I don't know. Is this part, are we going to call somebody Buddy again here?
No, I'm saying he's.
Does he have a sizzly personality?
Yeah.
He's pretty good on that studio show on Fox.
Yeah, I think, and especially if you're following the team for the entire year.
Yeah.
That would be, I think he would be
good at it. Quarterback,
you
know, played there. He knows what it's like to be the guy there. So that's, I think he'd be pretty good. He's on Fox, so, I mean, they'd have to, he'd have to get out of his contract to do it.
I would think, I would take a lot less money. Well, maybe not a lot less, but I'd take less money to go do, just to be a color commentator for my alma mater.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like six
games
a year.
If I could somehow make this, maybe I could now. I wonder if I could make, how can I figure out a way to make as much money as I do now by being the Cornell color commentator?
I'll let you put
I got to figure something out with a local business.
I'll let you put that puzzle together. Yes, NIL.
Yeah, I got to get it on a patent from the engineering school or something somehow.
How little respect does the Astros front office have right now around baseball?
Oh.
It's been quantified.
Oh.
We will have that. But I think they may have gotten one right, though. I think this five-headed monster might have gotten one right. We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.